there is a history book that's known as Seder Olam, written by the Tana, Rav Yosef El Chalafto. The Gemara quotes it once in a long while. So there's a line there in the Seder Olam where he writes, "Mishemesu Nevi'im Achroinim Chagas Chaim Malachi, Botla Nevuah Meyisrael." That was the end of the Tkufa of Nevi'im. The only Nevi'im we had after that, that's all, just Chagas Chaim Malachi. The Boshem wasn't going to send them either as Nevi'im because he was angry. Why? That's how the Gemara Yom explains in the first paragraph. Why? After the 7 years of Golas Bavel were over, everyone had a brevet to go back there. It's all nobody, hardly anybody went back. So the Baruch Hashem was angry, so he said, if they're not going to come back, then it's going to be Harekib Shoelabem. He's not going to send any Monavim. But he had to send Chagas Chaim Malachi because he wanted them to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Allah says you can't build the Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Navi. So each one of them, Chagas Chaim Malachi, each one gave a Nevuah about a different aspect of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Roshan of the Seder Olam is Mishmesu Nevi'im Achroinim Chagas Chaim Malachi Batla Nevuah Meyisrael. That was the end. Omikam B'Yelech Hatozduch Hashmat Nivechachar. Means from now on is a Tkufa of the Torah Shebal Peh. That was Ezra Hashem Pesach Be'ilah. The main development of the Torah Shebal Peh was really after Ezra in the Bai Sheni period. Until then the main Limud HaTorah was Torah Shebetzah. That's what it says in the Seder Olam. And after the Mason, you know, the Nevi'im Achroinim, the Ikalima was the Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnayos in the beginning of Yuma, so he writes that during the Tkufa by Sheni, there was a lot of apikursis, and they had a lot of trouble from the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim rejected all Torah Shebal Peh. So in many periods of time where the Beis HaMikdash was run by Tzedukim. So when they kicked out the Tzedukim and they straightened out the Avodah, they straightened out HaKavos HaKavonos, so they would always make a Yontif. One of the other seven ones he took Machagav Shavuaya, when the Yontif Shavuos was established properly, because according to the Tzedukim, Shavuos is always an extended weekend. That's what they said. Machos HaShabbos, you start counting Sfira on Sunday, Shavu Shavuos, Tmimus Tiyena, 7 full weeks, Sunday through Shabbos, and then it's an extended weekend. Why an extended weekend? Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoyos. If they didn't believe that the Torah was Menor Shammai, they say Moshe Rabbeinu made up the whole thing, and he loved the Jewish people. So Pesach is a whole week, and Sukkot is a whole week, and Shavuos is only one day, so how can you take off in the middle of the week? So Moshe Rabbeinu made an extended weekend. Like over here in America, they made the president's birthday is always on a Monday, so you have it. And Memorial Day is always on a Monday, so you have an Labor Day, it's also always on a Monday, so you have an extended week. So that's how the Tzedukim said. So when they finally kicked out the Tzedukim from the Beis HaMikdash and they observed Shavuos when it's supposed to be observed, Machas HaShabbos doesn't mean on Sunday. It means the first day Chol HaMoed you start counting Sfira, and Shavuos can fall out any day of the week. So that was one of the Yom Tovim that they established in Megillas Tainus, because they straightened out the Hakrovos HaKarbonos and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells us that when they did the Mishnayos, and Menachos tell us when they did the Ktziras HaOmer, they used to make such a big Tararam, such a big fuss, they would invite everyone from all the neighboring villages to come, and they would do the Ktziras HaOmer in a very public, demonstrative fashion, and on every step of the way, he would ask three times, the one Shabbos asked, Magal Zeh, should I cut the Tfuah? And if it was on Shabbos, according to this Duke, we always do Ktziras HaOmer Mitzvah Shabbos. And our Hakrovos Minchas HaOmer is always on a Sunday. And Shavuot is always on a Sunday. So 6 out of 7 times, not going to be like that. It's not going to fall out to be on a Mitzvah Shabbos. And whenever they did the Ktziras HaOmer, they did it with big fanfare. And they would ask, should I throw the Omer? Should I throw the two into the sack? Should I harvest with the sickle, even though today is Shabbos, and so on? They did it with big piersum, kedei lehoitzim ulibam shel atzdukim. And the same thing the Gemara says when they made paraduma, so the tzdukim had their own shittas, sometimes lehakel, sometimes lehachna, sometimes just different, everything was different. So one of the shtick that they had was that he's a tohar ala tomi, the people who make the paraduma have to be tohar. And even if they're a tvul yom means a person who went to mikveh did not yet have harav shemesh. So Tzolyom is not allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat kosher. He's allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni. A Tzolyom is not permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni, but a Tzolyom, the first Daven Brochas, the Gemara quotes in Mishnah, that Tov of the Olaf, a person is Tov in the Mikveh, he comes out of the Mikveh, Eichel B'Maiseh, he's permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni, Erev Shimshoi, Eichel B'Truma, Hei the Kaparasa is Eichel B'Kotchen. Mechus of Kapara, not allowed to eat Kotchen. So the Tzedukim during the Baisheni period were of the opinion, Anu Chumre, that a person is a Tzolyom, cannot participate in Asiyas Paradum, and cannot do the Hazoah, he's a Tor Alatom. The Chachamim disagreed, and they said, no, these are Tohar Alatomi, it's Tohar Koldu. How did they see from the Pasuk Tohar Koldu? It's very unclear in the Gemara. So several Gedolim write in their Svarim that the word Tohar is usually spelled with a Vav, Tes Hei Vav Resh. Here it's spelled Chosah, Tes Hei Resh. And the Gemara does have Drushas on Mole and Chosah. So the Drusha was, these are Tohar Alatomi, Tohar Koldu, incomplete. When the word Torah is spelled Mole, it means he's fully Torah. The word Torah is spelled Chaser, means incomplete Tahara. So you see, incomplete Tahara is sufficient. So the Gemara says, Metamen Hoyu HaKoyen HaSed. Mishnah says, in the Baisheni period, the history of the world so far, the Mishnah says there were 9 Paradumas, and the 10th one would be, Lemos HaMashiach, make another one. So in other words, every 150 years or so, they had to make another Paraduma. So during the Baisheni, the few occasions when they made a Paraduma, they had trouble from the Tzukim. So they used to, on purpose, they used to be Metame the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. They would be Metame him, have him go to Mikveh. And the same day when he was a Tzulyan, Lahachas the Tzukim, to show that whatever they say is wrong, even Lahachmer, we're not going to listen to them. So they would Metame the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara, to show that we're going to do Asiya HaSapara with Dafka with the Tzulyan, that there's nothing wrong with it. So then Rashi points out in the beginning of Yuma, the first daf in Yuma, that because this may convey a mistaken impression, that for Adum as Allah Tuzach, you don't have to be so medaktik at that Tahara, so this can convey the wrong impression. So they had to introduce a Chumrah. So they introduced wild Chumras. So one Chumrah they introduced was that all the Kelim that they used for Paraduma will go all Kleg Lolim, Kle Adoma, Kle Avonim, which are not Mekabel Tumah. So even if you try, they're not Mekabel Tumah. So that's not so bad. That's a Chumrah. But then they had such a wild Chumrah. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes the Mishnah. They used to ask, if there was an area in Yerushalayim, let's say it was 2 blocks by 2 blocks square, that they checked, they dug deep till they came to Karka Psula. They knew that there were no mason buried there. There were no atzamas, no mason. So they would ask pregnant women who we may have to make a paraduma in the next 8 years. Would you be willing to give birth to your baby in this tiny area and raise the child so that in a few years we may want to make a paraduma? Ruba de ruba, they're not going to make a paraduma. They made every 100 years or so, every 150 years, they made a paraduma. We may have to make a paraduma. And they used little children who were so young, before the age of 9, before Benteish Shanim Mecha Zain B'Yosef Biyah, so he can't be a Balkari. We're talking about Thomas Mace, but they tried to see to it that the Vishi in Gansan Tohar. So they would take little children who were not yet 9 years old, and they didn't look like they were 9 years old. If he was 8 years old, he already looked mature for his age. They would tell the woman, finished. We don't want to. So they had a race, they had a volunteer, pregnant women would volunteer that they're going to give birth to the baby in this tiny area, the 2 by 2 blocks by 2 blocks square area in Yerushalayim. That's absolutely Tahar. And they're going to raise the children in case the children will be needed. And then the Gemara of the Mishnah described the way they would have a pshutik leitz, they would have a wooden board on top of a cow, and the children would climb up, the little children would climb up on top of the board, so the board is chaytzitz b'fnei atumah, dovashen v'kabotum chaytzitz b'fnei atumah, and they would go to draw the water for the paraduma. All of these chumers, why did these, Rashi explains in the first daf in Yuma, why did they introduce all these wild chumers? To offset the mistaken impression that the metamen hoy akoina surface apara, why did they do that? Lohoitzim b'libam shalat zukim, that no one should think that zukim are right, that they say you can't do a siyas hapara with a tzulyom, so the dafka went out of the way to do a dafka with a tzulyom, so the people shouldn't think that in paraduma they're not so makbet about the ara. So to offset that mistaken impression, to have introduced these wild chumers, the kleavonim, kleglolim, kleadom. Years later, when the Jewish people had trouble from the Karoim. Karoim also didn't accept the Torah Shabbat. So we also, we bent over backwards to introduce Minhagim practices to demonstrate that we, the Orthodox Jews, do subscribe to the Torah Shabbat. Yes, some of the Achrayim say, I think we must have mentioned it when we learned that Gemara, some Achrayim point out that by Neis Bailah, there was a machlekes in the days of the Tanoim whether you can rely on Eid Echad or not. So finally the Psak was accepted like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was in prison, and they had someone go in front of the prison. They always had to camouflage it, because if the Roman guards would realize they're talking and learning, so they would put them all in jail. So they had a camouflage question. So someone walked in front of the jail and he asked out loud whether Eid Echad is named by Neis Bailah. So Rebbe Kiva said, yeah, the tradition from the earlier generation is that yes, that the Chachamim on Hekel, Eid Echad is Neman. So he went and he told the other Tanoim, the good man in prison said that Eid Echad is Neman by Neis Bailah. So also it's a whopper of a kula, Eid Echad, that the Chachamim felt they won't be able to function if they're not going to make it with Eid Echad. Because many times the Romans would kill people, they would leave them in a dungeon, they would die there, and no one would even know whether they're still alive or dead. No one would know. So they were happy when there would be an Eid Echad to expect that you're going to have two Eidim, that was kemat impossible. So they had to be Mekel. They felt compelled. They had to be Mekel that Eid Echad is them and my Mesbela. How does it work? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim. How can you be Mekel by Eid Echad? So in order to, then the Achrayim add this. The first one, that's where Rashi says, why they introduce all of the Chumras by Paraduma to upset the mistaken impression that was conveyed by the Kula that they had been Taman HaKoyim, Hoyu HaKoyim HaSarif HaSafar. But this, by the Meis Baila here, you're not dealing with Tzedukin, just the Chacham felt compelled to be Mekal by Eid Echad, so that people shouldn't think that the Isser, Eishes Ish, is a life the Isser. Eid Echad is good, it really should have been, you should have really required the two Eidim, it's really a Dovshad the Erva. So they felt compelled to introduce some Chumras. They really didn't want, they didn't want people to be machmer. On the books, they wrote down a chumrah. So they threw in a chumrah of Maim Shein himself. But by tradition, we assume that there was a big machlekes, and we assume whenever you have a double roiv, if you have trei ruve, then you are makel by Maim Shein himself. So ruve, the ruve, all the cases, it rarely comes up that you aser and isha and aguna when you don't have the dead body. When the husband drowned it in Maim Shein HaSof. Ruba de Ruba, 98% of the cases, you're going to have a trei ruvi. That's what the Rabbi Chacham Avadi Yosef used to brag, that after every Muhammad, that he was paskening shilas, he was mato all the agunas. How can mato all the agunas? He always had a cheshbon, why various stodim lahakam. So on the books, there's a did that Maim Shein HaSof. So you're not mata the wife, but usually you have other tzadim l'hakam in addition to the fact that the roiv is, person drowns, so you assume that he's not alive. So if you have other additional tzadim, then you make him. So why do they feel compelled to put on the books that there's a chumrah maim shem amsof to offset the mistaken impression? Because they had it. Make a kula, they did echad is neman by meis baila. That was absolutely essential in the days of the Romans. So that's why to offset that kula, that introduce chumras that people should realize that Sinishkan like the Zach, that Aguna is a serious thing. So in later generations, when they had the Gilgal of the Tzedukim, when they had the Karoy, in the days of the Rambam, later on, so the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos that there are three ways to make Kiddushin, Kes of Ishtar, and Bia the Chachamim prohibited, so he left the Kes of Ishtar. And then the Rambam writes that Kesef is only Midibrei Sofim, that's only Torah Shabbat Peh. And we know that the Karoim, there are three different groups of Karoim. There are African and Asian and European Karoim. Each group has different shtick. But one thing they all have in common, none of them have Kedusha Kesef. So the Rambam writes, because Kedusha Kesef is Torah Shabbat Peh, Midibrei Sofim is Torah Shabbat Peh. So then the Rambam writes, Kesef is Midibrei Sofim. Kvandogu Koli Tzor the Kaddish Peh Kesef. What does it mean? Those one we call Israel. The goyim are not reading the Mishnah Torah. He means the Orthodox Jews who follow the Torah Shabbat Peh, have chosen Dafka to be Mekadosh Bekesef to demonstrate that we do subscribe to the Torah Shebal Peh, not like the Karoyim, who didn't believe in Kiddushei Kesef. And the same thing, the Balamor has such a statement in Maseches Shabbos and Perikim, and the third Perik, he says, whoever doesn't eat warm food on Shabbos morning, Tzorch Bedika Achrod, maybe he's from the Kata Karoyim. Because the Karoyim didn't translate the Pasuk properly. It says, they're not allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos. So the Karoyim translated the Pasuk, you're not allowed to leave any lights on, so you're not allowed to leave any fires on. So the food would be warm on Leil Shabbos, it was just on the fire before the Mekabel Shabbos, but on Shabbos morning the food would all be cold. So by us, we know that the correct shot is not that you're not allowed to leave any lights on, you're not allowed to leave any fires on, not allowed to throw fuel into the fire, not allowed to do a malach of havara, but to leave a light on from Erev Shabbos is mutter. So by us, the meaning was, dafke, to go out of your way, the Baal HaMor says, someone will ask a question, malon of alat zara azos, it's so complicated, the dinim of hachazara are so complicated, when are you permitted to put food back on the fire, to reheat it and when not? So there are a lot of different opinions, a lot of different conditions, when it's mutter, when it's asar. So the Baal HaMor says, a person can ask, malon of alat zara azos, we'll have cold food on Shabbos morning. So he says, no, whoever eats cold food, so Dika Akra, maybe it's from the Katakaroi. And many history books suggest, Tosis has a discussion, why do you say Brochan Hadlokas Neiris on Erev Shabbos? Hadlokas Neiris is one of the many hachonas that you do for Shabbos. You vacuum the rug, you set the table, you put up the challenge, you take a shower, you make the whole house neat. So on all the other hachonas, you don't say Brochan. When you vacuum the rug and you take a shower, you don't say Brochan. Only on Hadlokas Neiris. Manishtan Hadlokas Neiris. So Tesis gives a whole heads, but Tesis is working on the assumption that the broch existed as manatanoim, that Hadlokas HaNeres was a separate takonim. So that's what Tesis quotes the Rabbi Natam, and the Ramon and Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that all the other hachonis, let's say, the elves came and they vacuumed the rug. The elves came and they set the table. So do you have to knock everything apart, make the carpet dirty, and then vacuum the rug again? No, if the house is clean, the house is clean. If someone came and they brought you everything from Meal Mart, but from the store, they brought you ready-made food, and it's delicious food. So you have to do it yourself, you already have all the food. So there's no mitzvah to set up again. But if the lights are on, Erev Shabbos, up there, in the time, you have to turn off the lights and turn it on again, L'shem Shabbos, even though you don't need it. The lights are on already. No, that was a special takanas chachamim. And there are more quotes that you have to turn off all the lights. It's very questionable whether you can say bracha on halakas haneres if the lights are on, the electric lights are on. So what? You're not adding any illumination. So the pashtus is you have to turn off all the lights in the room. Then you light the candles, you turn on the rest of the lights. So you turn on all the lights. L'shem Shabbos. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says. The Rabbi Natam is assuming that bizman atanoim, they already said a bracha on halakas haneres. And the Rishonim quote Tesis quotes a Yerushalmi like that. They quote a Yerushalmi. So the later Achranim say, we don't have that Yerushalmi. And they suggest that maybe Tosus uses the Lashon Yerushalmi means some outside source other than the Talmud Bavli. And the history books, they suggest maybe the Brochan Hadlokas Neres Shabbos was instituted Bizman HaGa'onim, because the Karaites didn't believe in lighting any candles. They would sit in the dark on Friday night. So to demonstrate that by us, we don't accept anything the Karoim say, even a Chumrah, we don't accept it, it's not correct. So the Chachamim introduced, but Davki should say, Abrocha, Lahotzim, believe Mashallah Karoim, that it really is a mitzvah. That's why Chacham Avadya quotes that there were some communities, Svardashi communities in Europe, but they only said Abrocha on Hadlokas Haneris, on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yantav. They didn't say Abrocha. Why is that? Because on Erev Yantav, that's a Melech HaSerchal Nefesh. So the Karoim are going to light the. They're going to turn on lights on Yom Tov also. They're not going to leave the lights off. They're not going to sit in the dark on Yom Tov. The whole issue with the Karoyim is only on Shabbos, but they're allowed to leave the lights on. So there were communities in Europe where they only said the Brochan Hadlokas Haneres on Erev Shabbos. Erev Yom Tov, there was no issue, so they didn't have to introduce a Broch. So that's the same thing we once discussed about Bris Milah, that the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Chulin, that Bakol Molim, you can use anything sharp to perform the Bris Milah. You can use a scissors, a knife, you can use a sharp piece of glass, a sharp blade of grass, a piece of paper to cut. Sometimes a person can cut himself on the edge of a piece of paper. So the Rambam says, and the minhag by the Jews is kvanog kol Yisrael to do the bris mila with a knife. What do you mean kvanog kol Yisrael as opposed to who? The Muslims who don't use that. What does it mean? It means the Orthodox Jews, because the Karaim insisted that you have to use dafka as scissors, because the Pasuk says they had their own Torah Shabbat, they had their own chidush, because the Karaim said you have to use the scissors, because the Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, when they crossed over the Yarden, most of the Shvatim hadn't fulfilled the Bris Milah in 40 years, since Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before Korban Pesach, everybody was Malka. And then in the Midbar, only Shevet Levi observed as Bris Chayin Tzor. All the other Shvatim were afraid to perform Bris Milah because the weather conditions were such that it wasn't healthy to perform. It was a little dangerous. But it wasn't such a big Sakana. It was nowhere near 50-50 Sakana. So Shevet Levi fulfilled the Bris Milah. They weren't concerned. Nothing. No one ever got sick. Everybody was okay. And the other Shvatim didn't want to fulfill Bris Milah. When they crossed over the Yarden and the weather conditions were okay for performing Bris Milah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, "Then in Kaplacha Harvos Tzurim Shulmal is Bnei Yisrael Shenis in the city Gilgal when they did the national Bris Milah." So because it says Harbos Tzurim, so the Karaites interpreted, you need two knives that cut one against the other. There's a scissors, so they insisted that you need that scissors for the Bris Milah. So the Rambam writes, a scissors is good, anything that's sharp is good, but the minhag is Kvanogu Kol Yisrael, that you use a sakin, you don't use the scissors, L'hotzim Ulibam Shala Karaim, to demonstrate that we don't follow the Karaim. So now basically the Iker Limud Torah Shabbat Peh, the Iker Limud HaTorah is really Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what it says in the Seder Elam. From the days... In Eretz Yisrael they say, because the Rambam has like that. In Eretz Yisrael they follow the Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam says Shech Yom, yeah. Here I think Chaim Berlin, maybe they say Shech Yom, I don't know, most people. The Gemara doesn't discuss it, no.
It does not discuss it.
No, no. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. We don't say Shech Yom. We only say Shech Yom, Mitzvah Bar Mizman Lizman. The Bris Milah is not called the Mitzvah Bar Mizman Lizman. It doesn't follow the rules and regulations of Shech Yom. You don't say Shech Yom by every Mitzvah. So the Rambam has a chiddush that he says Shech Yom. They're not sure exactly where the Rambam got it from. Do they have the right to introduce a new bracha? Yeah, over the years, brachas were introduced. We have brachas in the Siddur that didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. The Rosh in the beginning of Ksuvos quotes the bracha when a couple first gets married, and then you have Hanais and the Yoif Koyach was introduced later. You have brachas.
What is the Koyach to do that?
It's a big question whether it's permissible or not, right? Okay. And Achanami, it's a serious question.
I think the Groth
felt that one?
Meshachyon.
On a bris? Ah, like the Rambam. Okay. So the Ika learning today is really the Torah Shabbat. That's what it says in the Seder Olam. Yishmeis and the Bim Achrayim Botlan Gumi. So the Kamiel Chatos and Choshmati Rechachamim. We should concentrate on the limit of the Torah Shabbat. You can't understand Torah Shabbat without learning Torah Shabbat. So you have to learn the whole Tanakh. You have to learn well. You have to learn Mabes Sedra every week. Shnayim Vikar Vechatar. You have to learn the Bim Ksuvim. But the main emphasis should really be on the limud of Torah Shabbat Peh. There is a famous Rosh in the second Perek in Bava Kamma. The Gemara has an Ibaya. How do you understand the din that when a shor is mazik with tzruris, when a behemah is mazik with shem beregel, so the Bala Behemah pays nezik shalom. The behemah is mazik with tzruris, they only pay chatzin nezik. So what is tzruris? If the behemah is being mazik, I de kocho. Not that the behemah is trampling on something with its own feet. Behemah accidentally knocks some pebbles. The pebble flies and it smashes a window, smashes something. So it's al yedei koicha. So the Gemara wants to know, where did we come up with this chatzi nezik? Hilchos HaGemira, okay. But where does it, how do you understand it? So the Gemara is not sure. Is it that Koicha Kegufa Damim Iker Adin, she really had been Nezek Shalom? And Allah on Moshe Messina, the Hilchus Agmirila was Lahakel, instead of paying Nezek Shalom, should pay Chatzin Nezek? Or should we assume no, that Iker Adin Koicha Lav Kegufa Damim, Iker Adin the Baal of Haim should be Potter Legamre? And the Hilchus Allah on Moshe Messina was Lahakmir, that instead of paying nothing, he pays Chatzin Nezek. So Gemara says, Rabbah had the suffix, boy Rabbah. Then Gemara says, next line, Basa de Bayah, the Pashta, Kocha, Kegufa Dami, and the Hilchasa is Lahokel. So the Rosh raises the question there. In many different places, the Gemara has such a Shaila. The Gemara has a suffix, and then Gemara says, Basa de Bayah, the Pashta, after he raised the suffix, it was Poshidit. So either they're Poshidit based on a Swara, or they're Poshidit based on a Mokka from Chumash, a Mokka from a Mishnah, or a Brisa. Here the Gemara just says Basad Nabaiva the Pashto, the Kochet Kegufa Domi, and Hilchas Agmiri Loz Lahaka. The Gemara doesn't explain how is he Poshit to Shaila. It just says Basad Nabaiva the Pashto. What was the Pshitas? There must be some mocker to prove the Kochet Kegufa. So the Rosh has a famous comment over there. So he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah. He only quotes part of the Gemara. He says, the beginning of Sukkah, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. How many Tfanis do you need? What's the minimum number of Tfanis you need for a Sukkah? So we pass in Steinkel Chosam, L shape. If it's parallel, then it's no good. If it's Steinkel Chosam, Ushlish is Safila Tefach. The other Tana says, Sholosh Kel Chosam, Urivi is Safila Tefach. So Gemara explains that whatever it says in the Pasuk, Reb Lezer is of the opinion you really need. The Pasuk sounds like it says you need four defanas. So there's Alofa Moshe Messina, Vasa Ilchasa, and it's Makel on the fourth wall, it's enough with Tefach. We pasken like the Chachamim that the simple reading of the Pesukim seems to indicate that all you need are three Tfanis, and then Allah Hashem Sina comes Lahokel. The Gemara raised the possibility that maybe the Pesukim say you need three and Allah Hashem Sina is Lahachmir. Why do you say Allah Hashem Sina is Lahokel? So the Gemara seems not to remain with that idea. So the Rosh says, but not Gemara, what do you see? A cloud that Allah Hashem Sina is always coming Lahokel. That's the Mekubalim say like that. In Kabbalah Swarm it says that the Torah Shabirsav was given Mimidas Adin, and Torah Shabbalah was more lenient, Mimidas Achesed. Everything is like that. Like Nechumish it says, Ayin Tachasai, and Torah Shabbalah says that it doesn't mean literally, it means Mamet. So here also, the Gemara had a Sofik, whether Kaycha Kegufa Nahalacha Moshe Messina is Lahakel, that you don't have to pay Nezik Sholem, a Kaycha Lav Kegufa Nahalacha Moshe Messina is Lahachmir, that you do have to pay Chatzin Nezik instead of paying nothing. So the Rosh says that was the Pshitas. The Pshitas was that Allah Moshe Sinai always comes Lahokel. So that's why the Rosh understood like that. The Rosh and Rashi and Tosfos understood that Tzvurah says Chatzin Nezek is Allah Moshe Sinai. The Rambam doesn't seem to agree. The Rambam, whenever the Gemara says Hilchos Agmirilo, so the Rambam will not write how the Nesiv points out. The Rambam will not write Allah Moshe Sinai. The Rambam is very consistent. When the Gemara says Halacha Moshe Messina, the Rambam writes Halacha Moshe Messina. The Gemara says Hilchos Gemira, so the Rambam writes Mipi Hashmua Lomdu. So the Nesiv explains in his Hakdama to the Shiltas, he gives a whole Hakdama to the whole Masorah of the Torah Shabbat, very fascinating Hakdama. So he explains according to the Rambam, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu means the Din was established in an earlier generation and the Makkah was forgotten. But it doesn't mean that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. But Rashi Taisus and the Rosh learn over here that Tzvurah says Allah Moshe Messinai. That's what the Rosh says, Basad Debai Hora Pashta, that Allah Moshe Messinai is always Lahakim. Whenever there's a Shinoi between what it says in Torah Shabbat, what it says in Torah Shabbat, the Torah Shabbat is always coming Lahakim. Torah Shabbat is always more strict and more serious. The Gemara has in a few places. Sometimes you could have figured out the din on your own based on the midah of Kal V'chaymer, and nonetheless the Pasuk writes. So the Yad Malachi quotes in the Shita Mekubetzes on Ksugas. What is that all about? So what do you need a Pasuk for? You would have known it through a Kal V'chaymer. So the Yad Malachi quotes in the Shita Mekubetzes. If it would have been based on a Kal V'chaymer, then it would be Torah Shabbat Peh. In Torah Shabbat Peh, there's more room to hakel. But now that it's Torah because of Lakra, now that it became Torah Shabbat Zav, so now you have to be machmer more. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Treifos, they quoted in the Yerideya, in the beginning of Hilchos Treifos in the Yerideya, that the Pshuto Shal Mikra, Ubasa Basara Treifel Asachelu, really goes on Drusa. If the animal was clawed, if the sheep was clawed by a bigger animal, they clawed it by the neck. And the other kinds of treifos, a broken bone, a broken leg, if it's broken in the right place, it makes the whole animal a treifa, and a hole in the lungs, and a hole in the kishkis, and all the other treifos, that's not pshuto shel mikra, that's only Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore what? What's the difference, as the Rambam says? Therefore, if there's a suffix on drusa, we're machmer, and a suffix on the other treifos, we're mekel. So the Taz has, in the first Taz, in Hilchos Treifos, he discusses, where do you find the halacha l'maaseh, that there's a difference between drusa and the other treifos? He doesn't know what the Rambam is referring to. That's an issue. What is the Rambam referring to? But the Rambam clearly says like that. He says that what's pshuto shel mikra, what's Torah Shebichsav, is mochomer, and there you have to be machmer more. And what's Torah Shabbat Peh, what's also included in the Pasuk, the other forms of treifos, Torah Shabbat Peh, is room to be mekel over there.
Why is the Rambam say Svarah Hu Rama
Mikra?
There is a difference.
Apparently Svarah is so powerful, if it's a mamasha, better than a Midrash HaTorah and a Drash HaSpam. A Svarah mamasha has the din like Torah Shabbat Zav, has all the chaim din of Torah Shabbat Zav. But if something is a Kal V'chomer, the other drushes, as it will be Torah because of Lokra, then it will be more Chomer. Then it will become Torah Shebichsav. There's a Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma. The last Perek in Yuma, the first Prokem in Yuma, all talk about the Avodas HaKarbonos on Yom Kippur. The last Perek talks about the Chamisha Inuyim. So the Mishnah has in the last Perek in Yuma that if you have a person who is a Chayla Mesukan, that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So we all know you have to eat. You're not allowed to crowd the chumras. And fast on Yom Kippur whenever there's a sex faker of a sarkonis nefosha. So the Mishnah Derech Agav has the dinim. What if a person's life is bisakona and he has to eat treifos in the concentration camps? They had no choice. Siberia, they had no choice. They had to eat treifos. So the dinim of tikoch nefesh is derech kol atar kula. So the Gemara Geit Avek Agav says in the last Perek in Yuma, when a person has to eat treifa food, then he has a choice of eating either tevel. If you eat tevel, there's misa b'dei shamayim. If you eat chelev, there's karis. So he has a choice of either eating A or B. So which one? The Gemara said you have to violate the lesser of the two isurim. Even though b'makam pikvach nefesh he can eat treifas, but machila mosa akala kal chili. He should try to minimize the isur. Let's say a person has to eat on Yom Kippur. So the din is chatzi shir is asman atar. So, but still chatzi shir is asman atar. But there's no karis. If he's going to eat a full meal, all b'vasachas, then it'll be an isur karis. So if he can eat Pachas, Pikashik, eat a little bit less than a shear, and wait a few minutes. Eat less than a shear, wait a few minutes. That'll be Chatzi Shear Asman Atar, but it'll be less of an Isser than if he'll eat the whole shear, Bevasachas. Because the whole shear has an Isser Koris. Chatzi Shear, there's no Isser Koris. So there's a whole sugya of Hakala Kal Tchilam. So this is an important halacha, that we don't treat all of the Dinim Deraisa on the same level. If you have koris, according to the Babli, something has an Easter koris, something has an Easter misa b'dei shamayim, we assume that koris is mocham and that misa b'dei shamayim. Davne miluim, the Ktzoyis had the Sefer and Ebenezer, so in the beginning, one of the early pages in the Davne miluim, he quotes that the Yerushalmi seems to all fakir from the Babli, that misa b'dei shamayim is mocham and then koris. The Gemara, in the end of the last daf of Moed Kot, the Gemara says that koris means a person in principle should die by the age of 50, and Misa B'dei Shamayim should die by the age of 60. And the Rishami says Faker, the Koris is 60, Misa B'dei Shamayim is Macham, Misa B'dei Shamayim is 50. So that's a Shaila, which is Macham, the Koris or the Misa B'dei Shamayim. But you have, let's say, a Mitzvah Seseh. In order to fulfill a Mitzvah Seseh, it's going to cost money. What is it going to cost? An awful lot of money. So the Gemara says, so the Rambam quotes that when it comes to observing a mitzvah saseh, you have to spend up until one fifth of your total savings. Let's say I don't have a pair of tefillin, I don't have a lulav, and the only way to get a pair of tefillin to do the mitzvah tomorrow morning or to shake a lulav on Sukkot is to spend one fifth of my total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So up until chaimish, you're mechuyev to spend. More than chaimish, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. But when it, let's say the couple is married, and the only way to you, the Jews who lived under the communists in Russia, and they would blow in a whole week's salary in order for the wife to go travel to a different city to be toivel in a mikveh. Why are you mechuyev? That's more than chaimish. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, when it comes to Aloysa, say you have to spend up until kol hayim beisai. Mechuyev to spend all of your money. So we see the halacha distinguishes between a mitzvah essay and a mitzvah loisaseh. The obligation to observe a mitzvah essay is much more to observe the loisaseh is much more chomer than to observe the mitzvah essay. And we know that a loisaseh sheish bakaris is certainly more chomer than a loisaseh shein bakaris. The Gemara says if you have to choose to eat nevela or to eat chaylev, so machilah mosa akala kal tchil eat the nevela, don't eat the chaylev. Well, the Moshe Ledin is Esed Dechol Loisaseh. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yuhamas, Ein Esed Dechol Loisaseh Sheish Bo Koris. If you have a Loisaseh, it has Koris. It's Mochomer. There are different gradations on the level of the Raisa. You don't put everything in the same category. There are differences between Esed and Loisaseh. Loisaseh Sheish Bo Malkus, Loisaseh Sheish Bo Malkus, Loisaseh has Koris, Misavadei Shemaim. Different levels of dinim. The Pimagodim has his famous discussion, we must have discussed it. What's the mocker in the Chumash that the Chachamim have the authority to make a Gzeira de Rabbanon? Asay Siyog La Torah, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, quotes Anshei Knes HaGdolah Heimam Shlosha Dvarim. So the Anshei Knes HaGdolah, during the Baisheni period, that's when they made Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeiras were introduced during the Baisheni period. So the mocker, the Gemara Nivam, as Dav Chafal says, the mocker of the authority of the Chachamim to introduce Gzeiris is the concluding posik in Parsha Zachar Mos, Ushmatemis Mishmarti, Lilut Yasas, Lichakos, Atayavos, Aela, etc. So the Gemara says, Ushmatemis Mishmarti, Asay Mishmeris, Le Mishmarti. So the Prima Godim has a discussion, and then he says he found that it's enough in the Gemara with the Taisus and Menachas. Maybe the Chachamim only have the authority to make a Gzera de Rabbanim when they're concerned that someone's going to violate a loisaseh. What if they're concerned someone's not going to fulfill a mitzvah? They're concerned, let's say for example, the Chachamim made it, we assume that Korban Pesach, Nikaradin, you can eat all night long. But it's only a Gzera de Rabbanim that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Why do they make a Gzera de Rabbanim? Because if you'll allow people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, then someone for sure will eat it after Alos HaShachar. It's pitch black outside. It's very hard to tell that it's Alos HaShachar. Someone will eat it after Alos HaShachar. He'll be over on an Issa Karis because he's eating nicer. If he eats it after Alos HaShachar, he eats nicer. So that's what we paskin, that eating Korban Pesach after Chatzos is also with the Rabbana because of the Gzeira. What about matzah? Did they make such a gzeira de rabbanan that you have to eat the matzah before chatzos? If you'll allow people to continue eating matzah all night long, then they by mistake eat the matzah in the morning. Yeah, but what will the avera be if he eats matzah himself? He will not have fulfilled the mitzvah. They'll say, Abrocha levatol, asher kedishana de mitzvah susan achilas matzah. So we assume that Abrocha levatol is only the rabbanan. It's only an isa de rabbanan. He'll be eating before davening. So that's not the most common thing to think. They're not going to make a gzer de rabbanan because we're afraid someone's going to violate the Easter of Lasoch Lal Adam to eat before chakras in the morning. To make a gzer de rabbanan because they're afraid someone's going to violate a real love of eating nicer to eat the Korban Pesach, Hefta Lus Al Shachar, that's a real love. So the Prima Godim raises this idea, and he quotes Gemaras all over the place, that Ushmartem is Mishmarti, means Asum Mishmeris le Mishmarti. The Gemara says, whenever it says Hisham and Pen Vial, it means that there's a loisaseh. So Ushmartem is Mishmarti authorizes the Chachamim to make Zeris the Rabbanim when they're concerned that someone's going to violate an Averi. But if they're concerned someone's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, then they have no right to make Zeris the Rabbanim. So that's what the Prima Godim points out. You see from that Gemara, Hakala Kalchila, that the din of the Raisa are not all on the same level of Chomer Hadin. Some are much more Chomer than the others. And that's this Gemara says, Milsa Dasi Bekal Chomer, Toch Vekosam Lokro, whatever is Torah Shavasa, whatever is Pshut Shal Nikra, that's considered more Chomer than a din that's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh. Prima Godim has a long list of Napkaminis, Allah Hamaisa, in the beginning of his Psicha Kalelis Torah Chaim. The whole beginning of the Psicha goes on this topic. What are the differences between a din that's Torah Shebechsav, as opposed to Dinim that are Torah Shebaltev. Even on the level of the Rabbanan, not all the Dinim the Rabbanan are on the same level. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Just on the level of, just like on the level of the Raisa, there are many different levels of Dinim. Each one is Mahoman and the other Lab Sheishbo Sheimba Malkas, Sheishba Malkas, Eishba Kori, Sheishba Misim De Shamay. Many different levels of Isur. And you have to be kaveh, which is Muhammad and which, with respect to the dinim, achilim also, akal akal, tchila said. The same is true regarding dinim derabbanan. Not all the dinim derabbanan are on the same level. For example, the Gemara says, in Psochim, in the second parak, one of the Amoraim was smearing his daughter with oil that was orla oil. So the yasim, orla zasabano. So he says, itchulok yaderachano asai, and the daughter had a fever. So that's a chodesh shein b'sarkona. So we are matir shalok derech ana osay is only nisa derabbanon. So we matir that b'makom chodesh shein b'sarkona. So the Ran on that Gemara says that there is some rishonim who are of the opinion that you're allowed to drink stam yenim. Stam yenim is only osay derabbanon. You're permitted to drink stam yenim if you're a chodesh shein b'sarkona because it's only derabbanon. Just like shalok derech ana osay. So the Ran says that it's not correct, and we pass like the Ran in Shulchan Aruch. Shalok Kederach HaNa'asai is a lower level Isa Derabbanan. Stam Yenim is a Mohammedike Isa Derabbanan. It's called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Derasi Tikkun. They declared Stam Yenim is like Macholos HaSuris. But Shalok Kederach HaNa'asai is a lower level of Derabbanan. And the same thing, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, we distinguish. In order to be permitted to violate a Malacha Deraisa, we only allow it if there's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. The sakana means sakana saguf. The person may die. What if there's only sakana aver? The person will lose the use of a limb. So then we allow one to violate all the rabbanans, but not, in Shulchan Aruch says, we don't allow one to violate an isa derais if there's only sakana aver. But all the rabbanans are mutter. What if it's a chodesh embo sakana? Person can't function normally. Would you permit the person to violate the rabbanans? So in Shulchan Aruch there are different opinions. So the Mechaber has four opinions. Then he says, "Valocha kadeh hashlishis." We pass like the third opinion. It's Simishin Chavches. Nelchus Shabbos. What's the deh hashlishis? Deh hashlishis is Shitas Ramban and the Sefer Taras Adam, the Torah quotes from the Ramban and Taras Adam. So Ramban distinguishes there between Gzeiras the Rabbanan and Malachas the Rabbanan. Malacha the Rabbanan we only allow when there's Sakana Seder. But if it's only a Gzeiras the Rabbanan, then we allow it. By any case of a chodesh em b'sakana, let's say taking refuah to take a pill or any other kind of refuah. So refuah is a gzera derabbanan, gzera shema ishachik samamanim. So we're afraid that the person may violate tochen. So what are you going to say? Whoever swallows a pill on Shabbos is a violation of tochen midirabbanan. You can't say it's even tochen midirabbanan. You can't. It's not tochen. It's a gzera. You're not allowed to climb on a tree. Gzera shemi aktach smor. You may break off a branch. Not allowed to ride horseback. You may break off a branch from the tree and whip the horse with that. We're going to say whoever rides a horse, whoever climbs a tree is in violation of kotzer. He didn't do it. It's a gzera. That's only a gzera. But sometimes you have something as a malacha midrabbanan. Not everything that's everything that they asked of midrabbanan is because they felt that they have to make a gzera, but some of the things they left as a gzera, and other things they declared that it's a malacha midrabbanan. So to permit, to allow a malacha midrabbanan, that's only b'mokam sakana sever. But if it's only a chodesh em sakana, you don't allow a malacha midrabbanan. But all the gzeras we do permit. Amriyakam is mutter, and mashmiyakol, whatever is only a gzera, v'chitza v'chamen is a gzeras habalonin. So we matter all the gzeras b'mokam. But we're not matam alochas derabban. So just like on the level of deraisa, there are many different levels of chaymer hadin. So on the level of derabbanans as well, there are different levels of chaymer hadin in the dinim derabban. There is a gemara menachas. Gemara says you can't be mafresh trumas and maisis menapotter alachiyah menachiyah alapotter. So let's say you have some bushels of grain achayv and atevel min atoris am atevel midrabban. So that's one kind of min apater alachim, alachim alapater. One is only chayv midrabban, one is chayv min ator. Then the Gemara has a case, all the bushels are chayv midrabban, but for different reasons. One of them is chayv midrabban because it's lakuach. One of them is chayv in the rabbanim because yesh kinyan adachim in Avtiyah, let's say. And one is chayv in the rabbanim because it's demai. So the Gemara says they're not all on the same level. Not all the dinim the rabbanim are on the same level. And if you'll be mafshir on one the rabbanim on the other the rabbanim, that'll be a violation. Min apatr alachiyah min achiyah balapatr. So it's important to keep this in mind when you're discussing dinim deraisa for sure, even when you're discussing dinim derabbanan, there are different levels of dinim deraisa, different levels of dinim derabbanan. There is a concept in the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara talks about Melechas Chalamoid. So the Gemara says it's a little unclear in the Pesukim and the Chumash what's the nature of Chalamoid, what Melechas he allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Gemara has a lashon, Lamastara Hakasluv Elo Lachachamim. It's a little unclear. So the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to decide what should be also, what should be mutter. So Tosfos, in the end of the first perek in Avodah Zarah, has a machlokes whether Melechas Chalamoid is deraisa or derabbanan. In Shulchan Aruch, the machlokes is Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber paskens that Melechas Chalamoid is only derabbanan, and the Rama paskens like the Shitas that Melechas Chalamoid is deraisa. What's the difference halacha lemaisa, whether it's deraisa or derabbanan? Does it make such a difference? So Rabbi Kivega writes there on the Shulchan Aruch this machlokes the Mechaber and the Rama. The two opinions in the Tosfos at the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, when the Melechas Chalamoid is deraisa derabbanan, so he says we usually have a klal. What if the Gemara has an ibaydulev sheet? The Gemara says teku. So how do you pass it? So if it's a teku on a din deraisa, you go the chumer. So if it's deraisa the chumer, teku on a din derabbanan, you go the kula, because teku derabbanan, so if it's derabbanan the kula. So the Gemara has in Maseches Maikot the Melechas Chalamoid, the Gemara has a couple of dinim that the Gemara says teku. So the Mechaber l'shita, so who holds that Melechas Chalamoid is the Rabbanan paskins lahokel and the tekus. And the Ramah l'shita, so who writes that Melechas Chalamoid is the Raisa, writes that it's a teku deraisa, the Bummer. That's what Rabbi Gedega points out on the Shulchan Aruch. So this is then the end of the first parak in Maseches Avodah Zarah has two opinions how to read that Gemara in Maseches Maikot, that Melechas Chalamoid is la Masara HaKosav Elachachamim. So the simple pshat, Tosfos learned the simple pshat is that the whole Issa Melechas Chalamoid is only the Rabbanan. The Torah gave the Chachamim the authority to invent, to make up dinim the Rabbanan. Then Tosfos says the other sheet, no, Melechas Chalamoid is the Raisa. There's a new category, Adin the Raisa, that you didn't figure out based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSben. There's a vague pasuk. It's unclear what the din should be, and the Torah authorizes the Chachamim to be koveya what the klolim are. And when they're koveya, we assume it's not a din derabbanan, it's a din deraisa. La Masara Kasav Ela Lachachamim. So the Yad Malachi, when he talks about this, La Masara Kasav Ela Lachachamim, quotes a Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam, there in the middle of Masech HaShabbos, there is some Mishnayis and long Toseftis about what's prohibited because of Darkei HaAmori, what's included in Chukasem L'Solech Chukasakum. So the Rambam writes all these dinim about taking a haircut like the Mesapa Kaimi. So the Rambam holds that this is Mamash Adin Deraisa. All of this is Adin Deraisa. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered with Akasha. If the Rambam is right, the Mesapa Kaimi and all these examples that appear in the Gemara of Chukasakum are really Deraisa. How can the Gemara say Shal Beis Rebbe Hitiu L'Sapakani? The Uranasi family used to be Kroivim L'Malchus when they had to send Shtadlonim to Rome to tie noise with the government. They should be nice to the Jewish people. So they used to take those crazy haircuts that they should look like the Goyish, like the Roman diplomats, like the Goy. So the Kesef Mishnah asked, but if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, hey mama, hey mama. But if it's an Issa deraisa, how could he be mater? So he gives two answers. So one answer he says, this answer the government and Eretz Yisrael holds from this answer. The whole Anyani Hamadina Pikuach Nefesh. That's what they say. The lot of being Chal Shabbos. Everything that has to do with the Medina is Pikuach Nefesh. That's one suggestion that the Kesef Mishnah has. That you can never tell if you don't dress like the Goyish diplomats, so they may not listen to your request. That's one suggestion. Then he gives another suggestion. That this din of Chukasakum is very unclear in the Chumash, what's included, what's not included. So this is really an example of the Sarah HaKosuv, The Mizrach calls it Elach HaChamim. Chamim have to be Kaveh. So true, once they'll be Kaveh, it'll be a Din Deraisa. It's not a Din Derabanan. But since it's not explicit in the Chumash, and it's based on the Mizrach calls it Elach HaChamim, so maybe over here the Chachamim have the right to be Nekam. It's a difficult answer. What? Once they establish that it's an Issa Deraisa, why should it be Mutam? But these are different examples of the Mizrach calls it Elach HaChamim. You have to dress up the big day chalamoid. You have to dress up nicely. I don't think the Rishonim quote that Mishnah to be machriya one way or the other. Yeah. You have to treat chalamoid properly. But the Shah doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Issa Malacha Deraisa. Yeah. There are two shittas in Tosfos where Malacha Chalamoid is Deraisa Rabbanan, and two shittas have to do with another issue. The Gemara says there, the Zman Abayis, the Tzdukim didn't hold for Malacha Chalamoid. They had their own Shulchan Aruch. They didn't believe in Malacha Chalamoid. So the Gemara says, if I'm going to sell a farm to a Tzduki, so he's probably going to do Malacha Chalamoid. So is that it? So the Gemara said that should be an issue of Lifnei Iver. So Tosfos says, is there Lifnei Iver on an Aver de Rabbanan? L'chor Lifnei Iver is only on an Aver de Raisa. So from the Gemara there, that there's an issue of Lifnei Iver, if you sell a farm to a Tzeduki and it's going to do Malacha Chalamoy, doesn't indicate that Malacha Chalamoy is de Raisa. Then Tosfos says, no, the other day holds no, there's Lifnei Iver on an Aver de Rabbanan also. Well, why? The 2 days in Tosfos connected with the other 2 days, where the Malachas Chalamoid is the Raisa of the Rabbanon, is connected with the other. It's one little Taisus, and the last Dhammad and the first Perek and Avodah Zarah, the two Shalas are connected in the Taisus. Then the Menachas Chinuch has a discussion. Maybe Lifnei Iver and Aver de Rabbanon should be an Aver de Raisa, because if I put a stumbling block in front of a person, that's a real Lifnei Iver de Raisa. So if I marshal the person to do an Aver de Rabbanon, the Aver that he did is only the Rabbanon, but if he would have known that there's an Issa de Rabbanon, he would have not wanted to do it. So it should be like Gora from putting a stumbling block. So there's room to argue the point and say that one is Machshel Saman and Aver de Rabbanon should be in violation of Lifnei Iver de Raisa, even though the Aver he did is only the Rabbanon, but my Aver is de Raisa. So that's a discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has. So this is an interesting topic, this Lamasar HaKasuv El HaLachachonim. We have a klal, Rabbi Chana Vassaman wrote a whole kuntras Divrei Seferim. He discusses what's the relationship between Dinim Deraisa and Dinim Derabanan. All beautiful kuntras. So he raises the shaila there. Let's say we have a rule in the Gemara. Let's go to the beginning. It says in the Chumash, Ki palamim chador ala mishpat, beidam nadam beidin ledin beinega lanega, Divrei Rivas bisharecha. If you have a machlekes, so that's healthy. The Jewish people survived with a lot of machlekes in Aloch. The Bishan and the Bishil, each group did their own thing. In one city they passed like this, one city they passed like this. So that's not a problem. But if you have a machlekes, kipalim chadam mishpat, divrei rivas bisharecha is causing friction in the community, so then you have to send the shaila to the Bez Nagodol. They have to be machriya in order to stop the machlekes, not to stop the friction. So just on that pasuk, the Talmidei HaGro quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the pasuk says, "Ki palim chadav lamishmer idam v'dam v'din v'din v'nega l'nega." So the quote from the Gro: "Kan kilula haTorah kol gimel chelke haTorah." There are three areas of halacha. The whole halacha is divided into three areas. One area is v'dam v'dam, that's isa v'heter, whether the woman is a nidah l'bayla or not. V'din v'din is dinim amanus. And within each area, all the dinim have to fit into one big pattern. So that's what the Shagasari has a tshuva in the tshuva sachadosh. He's talking about chadosh taka. So he says there are two kinds of kavachayim. Sometimes there's a kavachayim in Eyu Bey to try to work out the details of the din. So such a kavachayim even applies to Allah al Moshe Mesina. The Gemara says, Masechus Shabbos and Perek HaBlezer B'Nila, in Donim Kavachayim Me Halacha, if you have a Halacha of Moshe B'Sinai, you cannot construct a Kavachayim to extend the Din, the Halacha Moshe to another case based on a Kavachayim. So Rashi says you can't do that because the Midrash Atar and the Dresh Nisbam were only given how to extend Dinim in the Chumash. The Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah don't apply to the halachas l'mashim in Sinai. That's Torah Sheval Peh. But the Shagazar explains, what if you have a Kal V'chaimer? He explains what the details of this din are, not the Kal V'chaimer b'din echad l'chaveira. So that Kal V'chaimer, probably he quotes sources. That Kal V'chaimer works even on halach l'mashim in Sinai. But when you have dinim in the Torah, so then you can apply a Kal V'chaimer b'din echad l'chaveira. The more makes a Kal V'chaimer from Shen V'regel to Karen, from one thing to the other. The more makes Kal V'chaimers from a Zav Balshtevius and a Sharamuah, Umar makes Tushtam, Midinechad Lachaveira. So that's all Kavachamim, Midinechad Lachaveira, Mamatzin, Midinechad Lachaveira is based on the assumption that all the dinim and the Torah fit into one big pattern. So the truth of the matter is, that's what they quote from the Gur, there are three areas of Halacha, each area has its own pattern. Beidam Ladan is Isa Vehetar, Beidegam Nega is Tum Vatara, and Beidin Ladin is Dinim Mammon. So the Gemara has the Klolim. Isa the Heta is one area and Mammon is another area. So you can't learn out from one din to the other. You can't be Dana Kal V'chaimer Mammon Tzino. All the dinim and Isa the Heta have to fit into a pattern. All the dinim and dinim Mammonis have to fit into a pattern. But Mammonis and Isa the Heta don't have to fit into the same pattern. And similarly, the Gemara says in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, Isa Mituma Layafinu. Tuma Vitara is a separate area of Halacha. You can't learn out from Tuma Vitara to Isa Veheta, or from Isa Veheta to Tuma Vitara. The three different areas of Halacha. The Gemara says in Bob Mitzvah and Daf Lamed that despite the fact that there is a klal, Esa Dechaloy says, the Gemara says, let's say I'm a Kohen, and I see someone else is driving and has his luggage on top of the car, and it falls over into the cemetery. And I keep on honking my horn, and I want to tell him he should stop and get his luggage. He's already 10 miles ahead. I can't get him. So am I permitted to be Mitam of the Mason? Should I say, Esed Echelon says, am I permitted, I'm a Kohen, am I permitted to go into Beis HaKvaros in order to do Hashavah Saveh? So the Gemara says, no, midachina nisurim mikame mamayna. Esed dechal eses is only an esed b'ran machaveiroi, an esed b'ran mamakam is dechal eses b'ran mamakam. But an esed b'ran machaveiroi is not dechal eses b'ran mamakam. Esed b'shavas aved is mamayna. Mamayna means b'ran machaveiroi. And that's not dechal eses of tumas kohen. The Ramban explains there. The Ramban explains why. Because all the mitzvahs should be b'ran machaveiroi basically rooted in the din of Yahavta L'Racha Kamoicha. You should treat the other people's tzorochim as if it was your own tzorach, as if it's your tzorach. So let's say my suitcase fell into the cemetery. I'm a kohen and my suitcase fell in. So there's no heta for me to go be mitam el meisim in order to retrieve my suitcase, even if I have $1,000 there. So I have to take care of someone else's tzorochim and consider it as if it's my own tzorach. But if it would be my own tzorach, I wouldn't have any heta. You have there's a Tosis in the end of Masechus Shvuos on the top of an Amud Beis. The Tosis talks about Ha'isik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. So the Gemara has an example. Ha'isik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. A person is Ha'isik in Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara has a machlekes rabbi b'rav Yosef with the Shomer Aveda is a Shemachinim or Shemasocha. Why should it be a Shemasocha? He's not paid anything. So the Gemara says, proof to the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Shemasocha. Proof to the Rav Yosef. What's proof to the Rav Yosef? When he's going to be busy, when the Meshav Aveda is going to be betapel in the Hashavas Aveda, a nani may come that moment and will ask for an adobe, and I'm not mechuyev to give him a pruta, because I'm Yosef b'mitzvah, potam and amitzvah. I'm part of modern mitzvahs. So since I may save a penny, so that makes me a Shemasocha. Proof to the Rav Yosef makes me a Shemasocha. That's Rav Yosef Shita. Shaila, how we should pass him in Shulchan Aruch, whether like Rav Yosef. So Tosfos writes that the same thing applies if a person is busy being toivel in a mikveh. He also says, Ha'isik bin mitzvah potam and mitzvah. The person is being toivel in the mikveh, and an ani comes, and he wants him to give, he doesn't have any clothes on, where is he going to get the money? But if he's busy being toivel in the mikveh, so the ani wants an adobe, so Tosfos says, Ha'isik bin mitzvah potam and mitzvah. So in the back of the Gemara, they quote the Achrayim who are not so convinced that they should follow the Tosfos. Maybe Ha'isik b'mitzvah, patam al mitzvah only means if you're busy in a mitzvah b'ral machaveira, patam you from a mitzvah b'ral machaveira. If you're busy being betapel on a mitzvah b'ral mamokan, it patam you from a mitzvah b'ral mamokan. But if you're busy doing a mitzvah b'ral mamokan, maybe it doesn't patam from tzedakah. Maybe mamayna and isur are two different areas. Maybe Just like you don't learn that one from the other, maybe Isaac B'mitzvah Patamana Mitzvah only applies if everything is in the same area. So that's what they quote. How do you do what? That's a good kasha. That's a very good kasha. The Achrayim do talk about it. Yeah, the Gemara seems to say because it's learned out from the word v'nitma. But v'nitma doesn't mean tuma over there. So why does it say v'nitma? To allude to this bit. That's what it seems like from the Gemara. But it is an issue. It is an issue that is discussed in the Achrayim. There are a lot of issues based on this. There are a lot of issues. The fathers never to say v'nizeh mamzahu. Because the pasuk says, "As Abchor ben Asnua Yakir," the father's name to say he has children, and one is clearly older than the others, and he says on the second one he's the Bchor. So since the father is Neman and Didi Mamanes, so therefore he's also Neman to say that this child is a Mamza. So the Achronim talk about that kasha. How do you learn out Isurim Mamoina? Maybe the nemanis of the father to say, as a b'chor ben asno yakir, that he's only neman to say, who's the b'chor for Pishnai? I didn't know that he's even neman on Isa Beheta. The Achrayim do deal. They have a few kashas like that, but you're asking. It's a very good kasha. So this is what they quote from the Vilna Gaon based on that post. Ki palim imcha davon amish, medam nadam, it didn't need. So I said, if it's causing friction, dibei rivis b'sherecha, you have no choice. If it's in two different cities, in two different Batei Midrashim in the same city, so let the Bishamay follow their Shita, let the Bezilel follow their Shita. Well, you have to go to the Bezna Gol. You don't have to send all the Shayans to the Bezna Gol. They really got involved in Machlokes. But if it's causing friction, then they have to take a stand. So they pass. So it says you have to follow the Psak of the Bezna. It says, Vasa l'shefet ha-she'iye b'yamim ha-heim. So the Gemara raises the question, what do you mean ha-shefet ha-she'iye b'yamim ha-heim? What's the Havmin? You go to the Kever of the Vilna Gaon, you're going to ask him a shayla, he's not going to answer. Of course, you have to go to a Shevet Sheva Yamamayim. So Gemara says, no, it's a din, Enocha al Shevet Sheva Yamecha. Even though we have chubas from the Nadi Behuda, chubas from Abchai Moise, you have chubas from the Chasam Sofer. But in your generation, the Talmud Chacham in the generation, thinks, not like the Chassam Sofer, not like Rabbi Kivega. So you have to follow the pasuk of your generation.
Isn't it true that Kohen is not such a great thing? You can't even don't even have the same word.
Yeah.
Why not? Because
that's one of their explanations. Maybe there's a pircha. Yeah.
So it's not such a great. Maybe it's a
kasha. Okay. But still, it's one of the major shakar. The Rosh Hashanah. Kozman, you're not aware of the pircha. So you pass them like the kavachon. The din is you don't give malchus. So one of the reasons why, the Prima God quotes the three different reasons. One reason is, Dilma Islay Pircha. He has another two reasons why. Dilma Lasadlai Bekaparak, Bidi Batur. Yeah, the different explanations why. But kavachon is one of the major shakar. The Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So the pasuk says, Vasa Lashaytit. Even though Shmuel was much greater in learning than Yiftach, but if you live in a generation where Yiftach is the rabbi, Yiftach has to be qualified, has to be learned. That's in Yiddish, they would say jokingly, Yiftach is bor. Yiftach wasn't a bor. Yiftach also knew how to learn. So then you say, Yiftach bedorek, Shmuel bedorek. So Moshe Feinstein very often disagrees with poskim from earlier generations. And some felt uncomfortable. How can you follow Rav Moshe? He quotes the Chassam Sofer and he quotes the Nadi Biyud, and he's disagreeing with all these poskim. So Rav Moshe said on himself, he said, I don't know if I'm a Chacham Sheigel Ha'iro at all. I don't know if I'm entitled to an opinion at all. Those who remember Rav Moshe was extremely humble, extremely unusually humble person. He was accused of being a Baal Gaiva. Anyone who knew Rav Moshe will. He was not at all about God. He was extremely humble. But he said, look, if people are pressuring me, they want to know my opinion. So I'm going to have to give my honest to goodness opinion. I think this is the din. Not like the Nadi Behuda, not like the Chassam Sofer. Okay. That's the din. Ein l'chol l'shefesh to b'yamecha. Hi, but we have a klal in the Gemara. Ein bez n'yochol abat al-diri bez n'chaveh m'ken god l'emenu b'chochma o'v'minyin. So the Rishonim all quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes quotes it, and they all quote it. Rambam quotes it in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. That klal ain bezn yirashoyel about the bezn divi bezn chavam can go to land a prof minyan goes to repeal the din de rabbanim, and din de raisa that din doesn't apply. That's the opening mishnah in Shviyas. The Masech Shviyas says that Rabbi Gamliel lived after the Churban Abayis and he abolished the whole din of Tosfos Shviyas. So the Yerushalmi asked for Tosfos Shviyas was introduced by Talmid Beishamai Beisilo. Did Rabbi Gamliel think that he was bigger than Talmid Beishamai Beisilo? Hil Beishamai were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. So how can Rabbi Gamliel do away with the Tosfos Shviyas? So the Bavli has a whole explanation that Tosfos Shviyas is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that was given a package deal together with a Rav al HaMizbech and Nisuch HaYayim, Nisuch HaMayim B'chag. So why were these three set together, the Yeshiva Achas? Just like Nisuch HaMayim and a Rav al HaMizbech is only B'zman HaMikdash, so Tosfos Shviyas is only binding B'zman HaMikdash, and after the Churban HaBayis, there's no din of Tosfos Shviyas. So that's what the Bavli explains. But the Rishonim there, the beginning of Shviyas, asks the Rabbi Gamliel think that he was greater than Talmid Beishamai Beisilo. The Yerushalmi thinks that it's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai. That was it was introduced in the days of Talmid Beishamai Beisilo, because you have Mishnayos like that. What they say? How much Tosfos Shviyas do you need? Machlokes Beishamai Beisilo. So the Yerushalmi answers: B'shor she'osru la'mikra samchu, b'shor she'hitiru la'mikra samchu. Beishamai and the Beisilo were basing their shitas of Tosfos Shviyas and drushes from Psukim Dinim Deraisa. When it comes to Din Deraisa, there is no such din. Of Ein Bezn Rashoil, Ein Bezn Yochel Abat, Bezn Chavam, King God, Men of Choch Minyan. On the level of Deraisa, there's a din. Avos Ala Shefet, Hashayi Bayam Amhay, Ein Loch Ala Shefet, Shebi Amecho. Whoever the Tam Chacham is in your generation, you have to follow his Psak. When an earlier Bezn made a Din Derabbanim, made a Xer Derabbanim, later Bezn wants to repeal it, so then they only have a right to repeal it if they're greater than Chachma B'Minyan. But if you're talking about Dinim Deraisa, not repealing a Din Deraisa, you're dashing the Psukim differently. That's what the Gemara says in Zvachim, that Bizman Ba'is Rishayim, they did Nisach HaYayim one way. Then Bizman Ba'is Sheni, 7 years later, after the Golus Bava was over, they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. There were people who remembered, there were many people alive who remembered the Ba'is Rishayim. They remember the way they did Nisach HaYayin. So they did Nisach HaYayin completely differently. Totally different way to do Nisach HaYayin. So the Sfasemis and that Gemara Zorachim is bothered with the Kasha that the Ba'is Rishayim lasted for 410 years. So he says he means to say that the 410 years they were never Yotzi Nisach HaYayin because they did it wrong all the time. So he gives a complicated answer, Alpi Chasidus and Alpi Kabbalah, which he usually doesn't go into. The Sfasemis and the Gemara, it's usually halacha. He doesn't get involved in the Chasidus. And the Droshes, he has Chasidus and Kabbalah. So the simple answer to the Kasha is, that's the din of Ein Lecha Ela Shefet Shebi Amecha. Ein Lecha Ela Dibi Mekim Chai. During the Ba'is Rishon Tkufa, when they pass in one way, so that was halacha. And then in the Ba'is Sheni period, they understood, they knew what the precedent was. They knew that 410 years, they did the Nisach HaYayin differently, and they thought that that's not the way to read the Psukim. And the Aloha Dein, Yochel Avatel, Divi Bezn HaChavera, doesn't apply to Dinim Deraisa. Every Bezn in every generation has a right to Paskin the way they see fit. That's how the Rambam quotes this also in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. So because in this beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Mamrim. So because the Mishnah there asks a famous Kasha, every so often the Gemara quotes a memra from an Amora. The Gemara says a Tiyufta. How can he say that? There's a Beferish Mishnah, a Beferish Brisa that says not so. So the Gemara says Tiyufta. Upgefrekt, then he's wrong. If every Talmud Chacham is entitled to his own opinion, he can even disagree with people who are greater than him. You don't have to be greater than Chacham, you just have to be a Chacham Sheigir Lairoa. So why do we always assume that Amora can disagree with Tanoi? Why should they have the right to disagree? Okay, so Mishnah says Anacharami. According to Amarai, do have a right to disagree with Tanai. But their practice was, whenever there would be a Shaila, and they would have a Shikol Adas, they could see A and they can see B. They can see a Tzad Lahakel and a Tzad Lahakel. They thought that the Tzad Lahakel makes more sense. Okay. So then if they'll discover that all the Tanai held Fakir, so their attitude would be, okay, we're going to give in to all the Tanai. But if there was a Machloikas in the days of the Tanai, and the majority held one way, then they would reserve the right to disagree with the majority and reverse themselves. But if they would find that all the Tanaim held one way, and they're not so fully convinced that the din is like that, they can see both tzadim, they think this tzad makes more sense than the other tzad, then they would give in. But if they would talk and insist, they would have the right to disagree with the Tanaim also. That's what they quote in the Shurim of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, that they quote Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha from Rabbi Chaim, that the Gemara has in several places, Rav Tanahu Palik. Rav disagrees, even though Rav is an Amira, Rav disagrees with the Tanaim, he held he has a right to disagree with the Tanaim. So Tosfos points out in the Sugi of Sheva Brachas, in the beginning of Ksubis, first parak in Ksubis. So, that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rav was not a Tanahu Pali. He had no right to disagree. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik the Kasha, whenever this machlek is Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. So you come out, we should never pass on like Rav Tanahu Pali. Whenever the Gemara quotes that Rav Tanahu Pali, we always pass on like Rav. So how come? If Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So they write there that Rabbi Chaim answered, so Zayn the Rav was an Amar, and Amar also has a right to disagree with Tanoim. That's what the Kesem Mishnah said. Rav Chaim wasn't inventing anything. Kesem Mishnah says that based on the Rambam. The Rambam is not a fault. It's quoting the Rishonim. All the Rishonim quote the Rishonim. It's not only the Rambam. You look all the Rishonim on the first page in Shviyas. The Rosh and the Rash, they all quote that Yerushalmi. And Dinam Derai said there is no din of En Bez Nyocha Levap of Dinam Bez Nachaber. It's only on Dinam Derabonim. It's only on Dinam Derabonim. Right, Rabbi Yochanan held the Rav had no right to disagree.
It wasn't the Tana.
Wasn't the Tana, right.
But if it would be a Tana, it would be a Kasha.
Okay, so that's what Rabbi Chaim says, Ozaiman is an Amara. And Amara also has a right to disagree with Tanoim. Just as the Kesem Mishnah said, they would assume if you can see Tzad A and Tzad B, but I think it makes more sense like A. Then you find out all the Tanoim said Tzad B, so they're going to give in. They're not going to insist that they're right. But if they do insist that they're right, you have the right to disagree with Tanoim. There's such a Mulcham at the end of Bava Kamma also. He quotes several Gemaras where the Amoraim disagree with all the Tanoim, and we pass them like the Amoraim. There is no such klal. You can't have Alocha Al Pidin. There's a difference between a Tana and a Amora. After the days of the Amoraim, that's what the Gemara says, there's a... The Chumash says in Parashas Bereishis, this Sefer told us all. So the Gemara understands that it does mean that the Chamishul Chumashi Torah is a history of mankind. It's a history book. If it's a history book, it's very poorly written because we have Semei Muktam and Milchav HaTorah. The stories are not necessarily written in chronological order. So what kind of a history book is that? So the Gemara says, it's not that the Chumash is a history book. The Chumash is referring to a Sefer Shel Odom HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Odom HaRishon, Dor Dor V'Dorsha, Dor Dor V'Seifrav, Dor Dor V'Chachamot, the Gemara says. The Ribon Shalom showed Odom HaRishon how the history of mankind would develop over the generation, and how the history of the Torah will develop also. So the Gemara quotes section, the Gemara in Bav Metzir, and Daf Pei Bav says, that Rav and Shmuel were both learning in Eretz Yisrael. They both went to Babel, even though there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. They were living in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Babel because they felt it's necessary to establish yeshivas, because there was no learning then. So Rav succeeded in getting smicha before he left the Babel. And Shmuel, every day something else came up, then the boat was leaving, so he had to leave. He never got smicha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasir felt very bad that he never gave smicha to Shmuel. So someone told him, don't feel aggravated. Hazei Shteit Nesifah Shalot HaMarishon is going to be in one generation, Rav and Shmuel, and Rav is going to get smicha. Shmuel will not get smicha. That's what it says. And then the Gemara quotes also, in Nesifah Shalot HaMarishon, it says, Ravina Ravashi Soifai Roh. What does that mean? Ravina Ravashi Soifai Roh. So in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpod, the Simach of Hei, is the siman about Torah B'Shikol Hadas. That's the most complicated sugya in Maseches Sanhedrin. Torah B'Shikol Hadas, a long riff and a long balamor, long machamas, every region has a different sheet of it. So in Chayesh Mishpat, there's a whole siman chafei. What's a din if a bezin gave a psak and a din Torah? And they realize that they made a mistake. When did they have a right to reverse the psak? And when did they not have the right to reverse the psak? And when they cannot reverse the psak, when did they have to pay to make good from their own pocket? When did they not have to pay? So there are all the rules and regulations there. So there are more rights over there that Bezdin making a mistake What if the Besdin has a Din Torah and they have a Tshuvas HaGoyim that says one way and they think that it's not correct? Do they have a right to disagree with the Tshuvas HaGoyim? So the Ramah quotes, he's quoting from earlier generations, he says, you better consult with other contemporaries, you may be making a major mistake. But if you consult with other Rabbonim and they all agree that you have Raya's Brurus Menagimara against the Goyim, then you have a right, you have no choice, you have to paskin against the Goyim. You can't paskin like the Goyim if you hold that they're wrong. So what if a person is convinced that the Gemara's Maskana is wrong? There used to be a professor in Philadelphia in Dropsy College. He used to teach Talmud. Not exactly the same as Gemara. He used to teach Talmud. So I used to read some of his essays. So he would quote the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara gives a Teretz. And he would write, Zen Nirali Dechik, Ben Nirali Teretz. Like sometimes he quote the Ktsois and you Dingzach. So he would Dingzach with the Gemara. So that's what the Ramah says. You have a right to Dingzach with the Rishonim, with the Achronim, with the Goyinim, but you can't Dingzach with the Gemara. So why can't you Dingzach with the Gemara? So the Bir Agra writes over there. That's what that line means. In Sefer Shalom Rishon, Rabbeinu Ravashi, Tzoyfei Ruach, that was the end of a tkufa. The Torah of Baal Peh was still being transmitted Baal Peh till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. That's what we assume. Most history books and most Achrayim assume like that. The Rabbeinu Anasi edited the Mishnayos, but the Mishnayos were still being recited Baal Peh. Mishnayos were not really written down till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. So till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi, the Torah of Baal Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. So they had the full din of Chachmei HaMasor. The full din of Masor is when the Masor is transmitted Baal Peh. And after the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi, that's when they started teaching Mishnayos mitoch HaKzach. The Gemara wasn't written until way later. That's why you have sometimes in the Gemara has two. We're not sure what Rabbeinu said, what Ravashi said. How can you not be sure what Rabbeinu Ravashi said if they were the ones who wrote the Talmud Bavli? The answer is they did the Chasimus HaTalmud, but it wasn't written till the middle of the, a few centuries later, till the middle of the Tkufas HaGoyinim. And then there was the Machloikas, whether they should write it down. The Mazel was that they won. They did write it down. If they wouldn't have written it down, everything would have been forgotten. How can you remember the whole Talmud? We have it written down, we can't pester it. Most people don't know what it says in the Talmud Bavli. So the Mazel is that it was written down in the days of the Goyinim. But the Torah of Baal Peh is still being transmitted Baal Peh till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. That's where the Rambam, when he writes the Seder HaMasorah, so he goes 40 generations, Aleph Beis Gimel till Mem, he goes till Rabbeinu Ravashi, he doesn't go further. Why doesn't he go further? The Meiri goes the same as the Rambam in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, then he goes from Rabbeinu Ravashi through the Goyin, through the Amarot, through the Savaroi, and the Goyinim, and the Rishonim, till he got the Torah from his Rebbe. His Gavra from his Rebbe, he goes all the way back. Another couple of generations. The Rambam could have also written, after Rabbeinu Ravashi, could have also written how he got the Masorah. The answer is, Al Pidin, the Masorah ended with Rabbeinu Ravashi, because it's Al Pidin, it's a lower level of Masorah. We still have Masorah, but it's a lower level Masorah, because we're not transmitting the Torah Shabbat Peh Baal Peh, we're reading from a text. So that's what the Vilna Gaon understood in that Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shalom HaMarishim, it says Rabbeinu Ravashi, Soifai Ruah, that's a statement that's it's not just a historical comment, that up until that time the Torah Shabbat Peh was being transmitted Baal Peh. It's a halachic principle that anybody from the days of Yoshua ben Nun till the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi, Al Pidin, have a right to disagree with each other. Like we just said, Amorim can disagree with Tanoim, and Achrayim can disagree with Rishonim. They rarely do, but they can disagree because they belong in the same halachic tkufa. But those who are after the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi have Al Pidin, a lower level of Chachmei HaMasorah, so they have no right to disagree with the maskonas that they came to in the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. Because until the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi, they had Al Pidin a stronger status of Chachmei HaMasorah, because Masorah means the Torah Shabbat Peh is being transmitted Baal Peh. So that's really an important klal. Ein lucha l'shefet shebiyamecha. That's why in the Baisheni period they remembered how they did the Nisach Hayayin and Bais Rishon. There were a lot of people who remembered, but they had the right to darshan the psukim differently.
How does Kesef Mishnah relate to Tanoim? What's the kasha related to Tanoim Gemara? Kesef Mishnah.
Yeah.
How does he relate to Tanoim? What's the Gemara has him and what's
the Gemara has a tiyufta against the Amora from all the Tanoim. So why Ein lucha l'shefet shebiyamecha?
Mishnah said that they all the Amora got together.
No, the Amoraim had an attitude. They had an attitude that if they can see both tzadim, but they think it says in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch Yerideya in Haros Isa the Hetzer that a chacham shehigil or heros entitled to an opinion has a right to paskin even lahokel based on a slight netiyas hadas. The Gemara said if you want to give din in the nefashos, that's not enough with a slight netiyas hadas that is chayv misa, because there it says the hitzilu ha'edim. So the midrash hatar and the drashas bam are different. The Gemara says it's ahead. Midrash hatar and drashas bam are different in the area of din in the nefashos. But outside of din in the nefashos, the Ramah paskins lahalachi quotes from earlier sources. A chacham can paskin based on a slight netiyas hadas. So the Gemara Mishnah says the Amoraim, if they be fully convinced that the din of the Tanaim is wrong, they would paskin against the Tanaim. But if they can see Tzad A and Tzad B, but they think it makes more sense A, and then they find all the Tanaim say fakert. None of the Tanaim said like that. So then their attitude would be that they're going to give in. Okay, I can understand Tzad A also. I thought that Tzad B makes more sense. But Al Pidin, Amoraim do have a right to disagree with Tanaim. The Gemara will make it to Yufta against the Amora because you see all the Tanaim disagree. So the Amora himself doesn't want to go against all the Tanaim. If he can see both studied, I can see A, I can see B. I think it makes more sense this way. So then we say that the Amoraim would give him. We have, the Gemara has a cloud, Ein amikir yetzim idei pshutai. So a lot of people misunderstand that, especially people that teach Tanakh. They think that it means the only true pshat in the pasuk is the pshut of Shal Mikra. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, the Gemara in Shabbos never said, Ein ba mikra el pshuto. The Gemara says, the pshut of Shal Mikra is also true. The Gemara says that I think Rav Kana learned by his Rebbe, I think 16 years, I forgot the whole Gemara. He learned many years in the yeshiva. And he knew all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat there, but he never knew that the Pshut Shal Mikra is also binding. Until one day, after 16 years, the Rebbe said, no, and a Mikra Yetzmide Pshuta, Pshut Shal Mikra is also binding. We have a lot of famous psukim, and we are familiar, because Rashi, in his Bir on Chumash, Rashi quotes a lot of times drushes of the Torah Shabbat there. So we're so used to the drushes of the Torah Shabbat there. A lot of times, we don't even realize that that's not Pshut Shal Mikra. There's one example. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, if you buy an Amha Yevriya, so it says, Loi Seitze Ketzei Sa'avodim. So Rashi quotes the drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, that she doesn't have a Yitziya, B'Shem V'Yayim. And that the K'nayin is Yotze B'Shem V'Yayim. And Amha Yevriya is not Yotze B'Shem V'Yayim. And then not only Amha Yevriya, but Ibriya. Also not because you have a hekesh between Kiyelucha, Ibriya, or Ibriya, a hekesh between Amha Yevriya and Yavid Ibriya. So that's what the pasuk means. Loisaitzik it says avodim and Amah Hebriah doesn't have a yitzia b'shem v'yayin like an eved kanaini. That's pshutos shal mikra. So the pashtus says that's a drasha of the Torah Shabbat. The drashas are certainly true, but en amikhets mitzvah pshuta is also true. So what is the pshuta? So the Torah writes in his Biran Chumash loisaitzik it says avodim. If you wanna, you have an Amah Hebriah as a young girl. She's only 10 years old. So you want to ask her, please go shopping in the store, please go bring this to the post office. So that's not the kofud bas melachlima. That's not nice to send the girl out, she should do some malacha over there. You have the right to ask the girl, you are my vriya, she should babysit for you, 10-year-old babysitter. She should wash the dishes, she should wash the floor, do the laundry. But to send her out to do work outside of the house, loisetzi, that's not their heritage, you have no right. And every pasuk, you have to, we are so used to the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh that Rashi quotes, we're not even some late to the Pshut Shal Mikra. That's what the Rashbam has, a famous comment, that he commented to his grandfather Rashi, why doesn't he write the Pshut Shal Mikra? So Rashi said, you're right, if I would live longer, I didn't have a chance, if I'd live longer, I would write another Biran Chumash with the Pshut Shal Mikra. A lot of times we're so used to the drushes, we forget all about the Pshut Shal Mikra.
Maybe
there was
something that shows
truth
that you shouldn't put
at
the forefront of
Parshat Shad, yeah. Why? That's
the question.
Yeah.
We learn
an additional.
That
line. Yeah. In addition to the Pshut Shal Mikra, we also interpret not allowed to be much of the person in Aveir, right. But the Pshut Shal Mikra of the Pashtas is also true.
But we don't give Malchus.
Right. They don't give Malchus. There's so much to discuss about different areas of Torah. The Gemara in the first part of Bava Basra has a comment on the pasuk, "Gam ki yitnu b'goyim ato akaptzim." So the Gemara says the loshen yitnu is miloshen masnisen, and the Gemara has a memory. Einison nigolim al b'schus liman habishnais. The gulu hasida will be in the schus of liman of Torah shabalpeh. Mishnais means Torah shabalpeh. Up till the days of Chagas Chagmalach, till the days of Ezra, the Ika Limud was concentrated on the Torah Shabbosav. And then they say the Rebbe said, Mishnais, and the Vim Achrein Botman of Lum Yisrael, the Kambi Elachat also Chashmati Rechacham. Now you have to concentrate on the Torah Shabbosav. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gulu Hasid will be in the Schus of Limud of Torah Shabbosav. You can't understand Torah Shabbosav if you don't know the Tanakh. Everything is based on Rach. You have to know Tanakh. But there are groups in Eretz Yisrael where they're placing all the emphasis on Limud Tanakh. That's the wrong generation. That was before the days of Ezra, before the days of Chagas Chai Melacha. But now the Iker, the Gemara says, the Iker emphasis should be now in the Schus of Limud HaMishnayis. There's a famous passage in the Zohar that the Pasuk describes the coming of Mashiach. He'll be Ani Berechav Al Chamor. Ani means an Anav, a humble man riding on a donkey, coming slowly. The Gemara has a stira. Donkeys go slowly. The other Pasuk says that Mashiach will come like flying in the clouds. The clouds fly very quickly, very many miles an hour. So Gemara in Chelek has, isn't it a stira? Is the Gula Asira going to come like on a donkey that goes very slowly, or is it going to come like the flying clouds? So the Gemara says it depends. If it's Zachu, it'll be faster. If it'll be Lazach, it'll be very slow. So this pasuk, Ani Berachav Al Chamor, so there's a famous comment in the Zohar, Ani is Rosh Hateros Erevin Nidei Yevamos, that Bnei Yisrael will excel in these three Mesichtes, then Mashiach will come. So that's why in Yiddish they say that the three most difficult Mesichtes are Erevin Nidei Yevamos, because the Jewish people has been learning all the Mesichtes. For many, many centuries we're learning all the Mesichtes. Mashiach didn't come yet. So it must be that we haven't excelled yet in these three Mesichtes. There's much more to learn. Erev and Nidei Yevamos are important mesichtes. We should all be zeichet to excel in the Torah Shabbat. We should all be zeichet to the Bias HaMashiach.